Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again as I continue on in a message entitled A Ministering Heart. And we want to talk about the heart that God has placed within us. He said He would give us a new heart, a new spirit. He would write His laws within our heart. And a heart that is fashioned after the love of God is one that pains for the lost, a heart that longs to reverence and serve and love and obey and give to God to please Him in every way possible. One of God's principal gifts to us as believers is that He wants us to be successful in the things that we undertake, which are born of righteousness. He's placed the power to obtain those good things and the power to use them for His glory in your heart. There is power, beloved, in a ministering heart that cannot be equaled by those who choose a selfish or a self-centered heart. The reason why so many people fail to realize their full potential as Christians is because they inadvertently are actually fighting against and breaking God's laws of life. As I share from time to time, God has literal physical laws by which the universe operates, the law of thermodynamics, the laws of gravity, and we cannot transgress those laws without problems. You're not going to step off a two-story building and not suffer dire consequences, isn't that right? But that's also true in the spiritual realm. God has spiritual laws that are in place that cannot be contravened. They are in operation. As example, the law of spiritual sowing and reaping. As we sow, we will reap, whether good or evil. And so, beloved, we have to, with the Lord's help, understand the greatness of His love for this. This actually brings us to a discussion of God's very own heart, His own love. And the Word of the Lord says in Ephesians, the third chapter, very powerful passage, verses 17 through 19, Paul is praying that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God which passes knowledge. We want to spend a little bit of time looking in depth at that verse. But when we're talking about the love of God, it's too deep a matter really to express in any kind of words. It's so profound. And His love, I believe, none of us can fully discover it, but at least in this earthly life, but it can be known by the smallest child or even the most selfish person on earth. There's no limit to His love, beloved. And in order to really grasp and comprehend what Paul is talking about, the agape of God, we need His help to know the measure of love to which His word points us. Again, that passage is so powerful, and Paul is asking us to really pray about the dimensions of His agape love, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. In this passage, Paul is making use of a word that Jesus introduced. This is the word agape, which was really unknown outside of New Testament times because it was a kind of love unknown before Jesus came into the world, and he brought it with him from the Father. And using this word, he is actually directing us into a new way of living, as well as responding in this world in which we live. Paul helps us to see what takes place when we embrace what it describes. It's so exciting. It leads us to all the fullness of God. Isn't that amazing? If we are rooted and grounded in love and his agape, we would be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love or agape of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That he would grant in verse 16 means that he would give it to you. Paul said, basically, I'm asking this of God for you, that ye may be able to comprehend the love of Christ. What an amazing request. That ye may be able is from a word that is in itself strong, but Paul actually strengthened it even more by adding a prefix to intensify its meaning. And then he stated it in a way that means the ability to arise for the strength of final conquest. And in this power word, there's the implied the is strength of muscle, if you will, spiritual muscle. And basically, Paul is praying for us. He's leading us to pray as we ask the Lord, because this new kind of love probably would not have been released for us until Jesus was raised from the dead. And beloved, because of his resurrection, we can have the spiritual strength to comprehend his love, which the carnal mind just cannot apprehend. Figuratively, that word comprehend means to understand, but its literal meaning is much more expressive. It means to come upon by surprise, to overtake and seize. That reminds me of that verse, the brief words in Song of Solomon 8:6, that love is as strong as death. And beloved, the love of Christ has to be overtaken. It's strong. It must be conquered with the demand that it come into our life if we're to know its operation in us. The love for which Paul is reaching has a breadth to it. It's so broad that it can embrace anyone, anywhere. And it has a length. It's so long that we can never get to the end of it. It has a depth to it, so deep that no one could descend to the depth where it does not itself reach deeper. And it has a height to it. It's so high that no one can escape its boundary or scale its walls or get outside its circle. Paul went on to say in Ephesians, the third chapter, I'm praying you can know the love manifested in Christ, but which passeth knowledge. We can know, we can become aware of this love, and yet, in a sense, it's unknowable, because whatever we know of it today, there's even more to be discovered tomorrow. Our days, as they go on into eternity, will never run out before we can discover it all. God's love is without, just as he is. There's no limitation to him. And that word passeth is a word that Paul was fond of using. It means to exceed or to go beyond anything that can be measured. In Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 19, he used it to speak of his mighty power, which can't be measured. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 7, he spoke of the riches of his grace, which again cannot be measured. Beloved, isn't it wonderful to know that you can make a demand on God's grace and there won't be any limit to it? Praise God. And here in 3:19, he uses to speak of the knowledge of God's love, which can never be fully grasped or known. However, we can know this much. The love that it has taken for him to receive us, where we are right now on this earthly plane, pales in comparison to the immeasurable amount that is still waiting for us. That's reason to get excited, isn't it? Paul wanted the believers for whom he was praying to be rooted and grounded in this love. And rooted is from a verb rizo, and it means to be strengthened with roots so as to be firmly fixed. And this obviously means a process of growth has taken place. Roots are for strength and for drawing sustenance from the medium in which they are planted, normally water or soil. And our roots, beloved, are to be planted in love. Praise God. These roots are to grow in the people about whom God said, "Ye are God's husbandry," his field of cultivation, if you will, his farm, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians 3:9. He has planted us and is cultivating us to grow up in his love. Hear the word of the Lord in Isaiah, the 61st chapter. The Spirit of the Lord was upon Jesus because the Lord anointed him to preach good tidings to the meek, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then in verse 3, that's what I want to concentrate on, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Beloved, you are God's husbandry. You are trees of righteousness, the very planting of the Lord. And God has done all of these things that he may be glorified. Praise God. How exciting. Well, we're going to go a little bit further into this verse on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope that you'll be able to join me. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, as I usually do, I close with an invitation that if you have prayer needs, know that this is a ministry of prayer and intercession. And as I pray for you, I will intercede. And as whatever God gives me to send to encourage and bless your heart, I will do that by letter. So I invite you to send that email or drop me a note, and I will personally pray for you and answer you. And I really need to share. There's so many testimonies coming in of how people are blessed. I'll have to do that at some other broadcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.